I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Commerce's Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, we're going to react to another video from Kingdom Reacts. This one's titled, Entitled Woman Thinks the Law Doesn't Apply to Her. Before we do, let's give you a word from Lil Rock Obama, talking about the Dizzle Brand Rap Challenge, the 12-bar rap challenge that we currently have going on as we speak.
We doing the Dizzle Brand Rap Challenge. All you gotta do is put your hardest 12 bars on the beat. We give you the beat, you rap on it, upload it to Facebook, upload it to Instagram, tag the Dizzle Brand Liquor, tag me, Lil Rock Obama, the best 12 bars. We gonna shoot a video commercial with you in it. We gonna put it on BET across all social media platforms. All you gotta do is give us your hardest 12 bars talking about the Dizzle Brand Alcohol. Check this out. The info is in the comments. The info is in the description. Get the beat. Get the info. Reading is fundamental. The Dizzle Brand Rap Challenge. Fool with us if you're cool with us. You're only one play away, baby.
I'm on that Dizzle. I like it on ice like my neck one to the hizzle. Plus it's 80 proof, so you knowing that it's official. Like a ref with a whistle. Like
I like that. That nice little bars at the end there. Definitely check that out. I'm going to throw a comment and I'm going to throw it in the description. Dizzle Rap Challenge, 12-bar challenge. Definitely love that instrumental as the theme music for Dizzle. We already got Chip Foo did one. And another artist, a female rapper, did one as well. And I'm actually going to do one myself, just for the podcast purposes. Let's get into it. Kingdom Reacts.
But I gotta say, accountability looks good on you today. I don't know if nobody told you. I don't know if you heard it in a while, but taking responsibility for your actions, man. I mean, it looks really good on you. Fix my cricket hat. Hey, yo, man, watch this woman's excuse for getting pulled over. You're not gonna believe it.
I am about to record them, and I'm showing them in court. You're racist, and he's.
You're already on the. You're on video too, so go ahead and step aside.
He's been racist.
All right, let's get out of here, guys. Let's get out.
Low key fire though, you know what I'm saying? Throw a little kick in the snare with it, you know what I mean? Watch this woman's excuse when she gets pulled over and removed from the vehicle for allegedly having no driver's license or insurance. It does not end well.
You're driving. When you pulled that little stunt over there, how you cut everybody off and accelerate like a crazy person?
I wasn't.
Ma'am, there's traffic heavy here. There's no need for that. That's caused accidents. So I need your license.
Okay, what's the accident though?
Because your driving's horrible. There's no need for it. You could have caused two or three accidents.
No, I was driving so I wouldn't cause no accidents.
No, you were driving aggressively.
I was getting away from the traffic because
you know what?
They wasn't even going.
There's bumper to bumper traffic at 91 at this hour. You should not be driving that way. You were so lucky that you didn't cause an accident.
No, I wasn't doing 91, and then the lady wasn't even doing the speed limit that I was behind, so I went beside.
Do you know what the speed limit is right here?
It's not what she was doing.
What's the speed limit here? No, it's 25.
Oh.
Okay, that's a license.
I don't have insurance.
You don't have insurance?
I do have insurance. I said I don't have my insurance card with me.
Okay. So. Can you bring it up on your phone or no?
Come on, she said, please. She said I don't have insurance.
I need you to step out of the car.
Yeah, and I'm asking.
Your license is suspended.
Okay, my license is I just made a payment. It's Saturday.
Well, and then we go by the computer and the computer is suspended. Do you have any paperwork on you? So anyway, I need you to step out of the car. Because I asked you. So please step out of the car. Step out of the car. Ma'am, step out of the car.
Okay. Well, ma'am, but we still you have to follow his orders and step out and we'll talk about it back in his vehicle, okay?
Let's talk about it. She claims that he's been very rude since he approached the car. I mean, obviously there's a reasonable frustration, but with his tone and everything, I don't think he came at her aggressively in any way, shape, or form to make her feel unsafe or feel as if something volatile was getting ready to occur. So
I agree. I don't
get what the whole freak out is about that. He's understandably saying, hey, look, man, you could have caused an accident. I see right clearly. I seen what you tried to do. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure the reason why she did everything now in terms of cutting off traffic and all that now makes sense once he discovered that her license is suspended. Because now it seems like you were trying to avoid the cops. You've seen them get shook and put yourself in this predicament.
And let me also chime in that cops are not customer service reps. Keep it moving.
We're going to go back here because we don't want
to. You're not under arrest right now.
We're just going to come back this way.
Just stay. Come on out of the car. We got paperwork to do. All right, leave your purse there for me.
Because you don't know what you got in
you. You don't have anything on you? No weapons, anything like that?
No.
Okay, we're going to put you in the back of the car.
You're going to come back
in the back of my
car? No, the police car. You have nothing on you? What's in your pocket right there? In your right pocket? Nothing? Okay.
Wow. Just because I'm black, don't mean I got
a weapon. Oh, my God. You know, that's such horseshit and bullshit right there, what she said. Like, they've all, every time the cops have pulled me over with friends or anything and had us get out the car and search us, yeah, that's the first thing they ask me is, do I got weapons on me? Is there anything in my pockets? What's in my pockets? You know, they ask that standard procedure. Pump the brakes on that bullshit right there.
I would like to think that asking if you have weapons is a standard, more of a standard question, right? I don't think that's exclusive to.
Thank you.
Being any color.
Thank you.
They so racist. I can't wait to
go. All right, we're done here. We're done here, guys. Go. Okay, we're done here.
You're done.
Stay away from the car.
This is my car.
Stay away from the car.
This is my car.
Stay away from the car.
Okay, I was getting
Joe, get in your, Joe, get in your
why
truck and go.
Get in your truck and go. That is so racist.
Oh, everything's racist.
That's all it is. That is what
the fact that you don't have a driver's license, no insurance, expired tag.
I do have a driver's license.
It has nothing to do with anything. It's our fault, right?
And he didn't give me my insurance. Where's my driver's license at?
That's
going to
be into the court.
Oh, no. Well, now you're taking my driver's license? Why would you take my driver's license?
Property of state of Ohio.
I never in my life had to go through this with nobody.
Property
else.
Of state of Ohio.
So this is something, I'm sorry, y'all. This is something that you do regularly. You say you never have to go through this with somebody else. I don't know what the circumstances is. I've been in very messed up situations, been expired, but I still had to get my wife to work and my kids to school, and I got pulled over for it, and I had to deal with the consequences of that. But I understood when I got pulled over, I already knew what was going to happen. You know, I wasn't surprised. Of course, I wasn't going to tell them either. I wasn't going to just be like, oh, you know. these are the cars that you.
Yeah, no dry snitching.
Life happens. You may have situations that you do need your vehicle, and you don't have somebody else there to kind of help you with that, but you still are an adult and you have to make reasonable and mature decisions. And this right here just seems very ill on her end. No paperwork to back up nothing. And I think it's called faux racism. I think it's spelled like FAUX. I just learned it. It's like faux racism. And it's when somebody tries to force something to be racist. I don't find anything racist about anything that's happening right now. I feel like everything is pretty standard, but let's keep rocking.
Take my job.
Property of state of Ohio.
I never in my life had to go through this with nobody.
Property of state of Ohio.
But why is it property of state of Ohio?
Because it's suspended.
I never got my driver license taken.
It's suspended.
But I never got them taken.
Okay,
ever.
That doesn't
you know,
mean.
If they was,
but, just because other people don't want to do it the right way doesn't mean we're not.
It's not the right way. Y'all just racist as fuck.
Okay, all right, we're out of here. You know what? We're done. What are you doing? You're not getting in the car. You're not getting in the car. Get away from the car. Don't tell me. Get away from the car.
Shut up.
Get away from the car.
Like I said, shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, I'm not going to.
Do something.
Get away from the car. Get away from the car.
Do something.
Do something.
Get away from the car.
Is that a pad in? Oh, I thought that was a pad in the hand, y'all. My fault. I ain't going to. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Okay. No, I am about to record them, and I'm showing them in court. You're racist, and he's.
You're already on the. You're on video too, okay. So go ahead and step aside.
He's been racist.
All right, let's get out of here, guys. Let's get out.
Away from the vehicle.
Get out of the roadway. Get out of the roadway.
Hey.
Stop.
Get stop.
Why is that touching me?
Why is that touching me?
I didn't do anything. I'm not doing anything.
Standing in the street.
I'm not. Why did I touch you?
Please stop to move his car.
Get out of the road.
I'm not doing
anything. Away from the car.
I'm not doing anything.
Obstruction.
That's the problem. You're not doing anything. You're not fucking listening to what the cops said. He said, get away from the car. You're not getting in the car. And what do you want to do? Oh, still try to get in the fucking car. You know, it should be common sense and common knowledge right now, man. If you back talk with the cops, if you just constantly disagree with them, if you tell them you're not going to do what they ask of you, this shit is going to fucking escalate. It's going to escalate into... what just happened? What just apparently got blurred out, you know? Because, you know, what she said, do something. At that point, she just, laws don't apply to her. Like the title says, she's entitled, laws don't apply to her. Everything's racist. Apparently, you know, having a driver's license in the first place is racist because voter IDs are racist. Apparently having insurance cards are racist, you know, and like that's just standard procedure. Like it's illegal to drive without a license. If they catch you, pull you over with a license, the standard process is to tow your ride and you better call one. That's the standard process. And the standard process is always to ask if you have weapons on you when you get out the car. That's the standard process. Why do you think he said leave the purse in the car? Because you don't know what's in there. It could be a knife. Could be a little small pistol. Let's see what else Kingdom React has to say, though.
An assault on a police officer.
Oh, my hand is in the grass. This is so racist.
Punching me is racist.
My hand in the grass is racist. Did he say pushing me is racist?
Punching me is racist.
He said punching me is racist.
I promise I didn't punch you.
Yes, you did.
But all that time I was just doing that, I wasn't resisting.
Huh?
Okay.
I'm ready to stand you up.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Nice.
Can I come up and take you?
Can she get her citation? You think you finna just walk home? What the delusion here? The delusion here, man. This ain't I don't care what color she is. You know, it's just delusion. I get my citation. You just punched the cop. I just watched you do it. And for the sake of this video not being able to get taken down, I will have to edit it. And hopefully, I'm going to try to upload it and see if it go through. But if not, I'm going to have to edit it. And we're going to have to, you're going to have to click on a link in the description. But I don't know, man. It's this faux racism.
You know what? I'm convinced that some people just have nothing better to do than go to jail and waste money on court fees and fines. And I like, cop pulls me over for anything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whether I'm guilty or not, man. You know, because even if you're not doing anything, just get smart with the cops and get loud and talking back with them. I mean, you're pretty much asking for it at this point, man. You really are. I hate to say it like that, but you're pretty much, it should be common knowledge that if you shit talk the cops, this shit is not going to end well. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And don't forget to check out that Dizzle Rap Challenge. We're going to throw I'm going to throw a comment in with the info and whatnot on the video, and I'm going to throw it in the description. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.